Here in this country, former POW and Senator John McCain was known as a maverick, a politician unafraid to break with his Republican Party.
This is a failed policy in Iraq. It's not going to work. It's got to be changed.
That ability to put belief over politics is respected by these Americans. They are from both parties, and they stood in line for up to 6 hours to say goodbye.
I'm sorry that we lost him. I'll be thinking, sorry that he's gone.
When you look at this man, he's such a decent man. You know, he shows the best of America.
The 81-year-old former presidential candidate died of brain cancer on August 25th. Senator McCain was given the honor of lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda before burial.
When I pass his casket, I'll be thanking him for my freedom.
McCain was a Navy pilot shot down over Vietnam in 1967. He spoke about it in this rare interview with French TV.
Lieutenant Commander John Sidney McCain.
And was hit by any aircraft fire. I'm not sure which.
McCain suffered more than 5 years of torture as a prisoner of war. During that time, Ca Vu was growing up in Saigon. He admired McCain's character.
He didn't hate the leaders of Vietnam. Instead, he came back to Vietnam, shaking hands with them, like family members do, with the intention to build the world together.
After his release, McCain was elected to senator of the state of Arizona. He ran for president in 2000 and again in 2008, when he won the Republican nomination but lost to Barack Obama.
Though the highest office eluded him, he attained what is far more enduring, the abiding affection of his fellow citizens and an example for future generations.
Liberty Ladd couldn't agree more.
Polarization, whether it's on the far left or if it's on the far right, what we can learn, what my generation can learn from him is working across the aisle.
In his farewell words released after his death, Senator John McCain wrote, "We have always had so much more in common with each other than in disagreement. A man who, even in death, is unifying." Carolyn Presutti, VOA News at the U.S. Capitol.